Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotional. Today we're going to take a break from our 2 Samuel series, and we're going to take a little pause and look at one of the Psalms, Psalm chapter 53. If you can turn with me in your Bible, let's read Psalm 53 together. Psalm 53, the fool says in his heart, "There's no God. They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There's none who does good. God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all fallen away. Together they have become corrupt. There's none who does good, not even one. Have those who work evil no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon God? There they are in great terror where there is no terror. For God scatters the bones of him who encamps against you. You put them to shame, for God has rejected them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad." Amen. So as we read this psalm, you may see some similarities to some other parts of Scripture. And I want to just share just two other areas in Scripture where we might see some of the language here, where it says, there's none who does good. There's no one who seeks after God. No one does good, not even one. Psalm 14 is known to be a psalm paired with Psalm 53. And we also see this in Romans chapter 3. Very pretty much word for word, there's none who does good, not even one. You know, on one hand, we were created for a relationship with God. We were created to have this perfect relationship in paradise with the Lord. But because of sin, because of iniquity, because of our own sinful nature, mankind does not seek after the Lord. It says in verse 2 that God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. And the implication here is that there is none. In our own sinfulness, in our own iniquity, there's none who seek after the Lord. And many are like fools who say in their hearts, "There's no God. There is no God." Perhaps I'm preaching to the choir here because you're listening to this devotional, and many of us want to seek after the Lord. But the reality is, and we all know this, is that there are many times and many days when perhaps we fail to seek the Lord. We fail to call upon the name because we're so consumed with the anxieties of today and the fears of tomorrow, and we're so consumed by the things of this world and by our own desires, our own fleshy desires. And the Apostle Paul knew this very well. He talks about this many times in his letters, that there's this constant battle between flesh and spirit, and he's constantly fighting to seek the Lord and to call upon his name. And I think that's one of the responses in this psalm that God is calling us to make. To seek the Lord, to call upon his name. I think that is the best good that we can do. To call upon his name. You know, in verse 4, the psalmist compares people who don't call upon God as if they are people who just eat bread. Just think about the times that you just eat, you know, everyday food, whether it may be bread or maybe you have like a typical breakfast you eat every day and this just become your routine. Perhaps it's something else that you try to eat every day. And most of us, as we're eating food, we don't have this intentionality. We don't have the same kind of like weightiness. We don't think about the weight of the food that we're eating. And I think that's kind of the same way that we treat God sometimes. There's no knowledge, there's no understanding, there's no intentionality, there's no hunger, actual hunger and thirst for it. And it's as if people don't care about our Lord and don't seek after him. But on top of that, verse 5 talks about an unreasonable terror. It says that, it says, there they are in great terror where there is no terror. Wow, how foolish is that, to be afraid when there's actually nothing to be afraid of? And yet that was how the people of Israel were living. And actually, that's how many of us live. We fear what tomorrow might bring. We fear what the next season might bring, without having any real reason to be afraid. The Lord is calling us to come back to him, to not say in our hearts, there is no God, but to say in our hearts, Lord, you have the greatest wisdom. Lord, you provide for your children, and so we seek your face. Lord, I cast my anxieties at your feet because you care for us. That is the call that this psalmist is making, that we might call upon his name in faith, trusting in our God. And so I think that is one of the responses for us today, to seek the Lord, to call upon his name. But I think the second response we can also make is to join in with the psalmist. In verse 6, there is this amazing plea that the psalmist makes for Israel. And he says, oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad. There is this plea for salvation, this plea for a restoration of the relationship that we were meant to have with our God. There is this plea for an increase of joy and gladness. Let's do the same. Let's plea for the people in our church. Let's plea for the people in our cities. Let's plea for the people in this world who have yet to know Jesus. It's because of Jesus that we can have a relationship with him. If you look back at Romans 3, the first half is basically what we see in our chapter here in Psalm 53. There's none who does good, not even one. No one seeks after God. But in the second half of Romans 3, we read about Jesus and how that it is because of Jesus we can now have this relationship with God. He is the propitiation for our sins. He is the one who cleanses us by his blood, and he is the one who brings us joy and gladness because of this newfound relationship with the God. And so let joy and gladness increase in the city of Boston and all this, in this whole nation and in all the world. Let joy and gladness increase through a restored relationship with God, through our salvation in Christ Jesus. So let's do those two things today. Let us ourselves respond and seek the Lord, to call upon his name, to cast our terrors and our fears and our anxieties at the feet of Jesus. And secondly, let us also join in on this plea and cry out for salvation upon this nation and upon this world. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, that even though that at one point in our time, Lord, we had said there is no God in our hearts, Lord, that through Jesus and by your grace, you have restored our relationship with you. You have brought salvation upon our own lives. And so, God, we thank you. We want to just continue to call upon your name today. We want to seek your face, O Lord. Lord, we also cry out to you, God, for salvation in our cities and in this world. Lord, let joy and gladness increase through a restored relationship with you, God. We pray for many who have yet to know you, Jesus, that they would come to know you, Lord. But Lord, pour out your grace upon them. And would they find you? Would they really come to know, Lord, that you are our greatest joy? So Lord, we want to just ask once again, help us, Lord, to seek your face. Help us to call upon your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, everyone, for joining us in our morning devotionals. Let's continue to seek the Lord and to call upon his name. Have a great day, everyone.